We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support. Now it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That means we're going to play four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio, and we want you to pick the soundbite of the week. And you pick the soundbite of the week by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or by emailing your vote to us at talkback@issuesetc.org. We play these four soundbites, you listen, and then you vote. And you can pick your pick for whatever reason you want. You like it, you agree, you disagree. It really makes no difference. Here's soundbite number one. It's Pastor Charlie Henriksen and Pastor Robert Niehaus on when your pastor won't hear your confession of sin.
If the parishioner runs into a pastor who says he doesn't know how to do it, I would say to the parishioner, take your hymnal, your Lutheran service book, and say, here, Pastor, turn to page 292 in LSB for the form of individual confession and absolution. Here, you just read the parts in the regular print. I'll do the parts in the bold print. It's pretty easy.
You guys are far more kind than I would be. I would say if that happened, I would say it's time for that man to find a new church.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two, Miss California. We just recently had some blogging on that. Miss California on gay marriage.
Next, let's have California, Carrie Prashan. All right, you know what to do. Your question comes from Judge Number 8, Perez Hilton.
Are we worried?
You should be.
Vermont recently became the fourth state to legalize same-sex marriage. Do you think every state should follow suit? Why or why not?
Well, I think it's great that Americans are able to choose one or the other. We live in a land that you can choose same-sex marriage or opposite marriage. And you know what? In my country, and in my family, I think that I believe that a marriage should be between a man and a woman. No offense to anybody out there, but that's how I was raised, and that's how I think that it should be between a man and a woman. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carrie.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Should it be the soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943. Callers get top priority in the voters, and the best caller and vote or emailer and vote this week will get the LPR bundle package, an Issues Etc. I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, bumper sticker, and pen. Here's soundbite number three, Dr. Cal Beisner. Should Christians participate in Earth Day?
I would recommend actually against it, not because I'm averse to taking good care of God's creation, but because fundamentally Earth Day has been the brainchild of secular and pagan New Age religious environmentalists, and much of it really is driven by a worldview and by an agenda that is contrary to Scripture, contrary to biblical understanding of human nature and human relationship with the Earth. And therefore, I think it's not a good idea for Christians to be observing Earth Day. But quite different is the fact that it is a good idea for Christians to be carefully studying the Scriptures to see what they teach about creation, about man's role in creation, about our responsibility to God for how we steward this earth, and for us to be carefully studying the science and the economics and the ecology and even the politics of how best to apply creation stewardship principles and tactics. I think that's very good for us to do. But I myself would not particularly observe Earth Day.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesztc.org. Get ready to vote. Here's soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf, on why he thinks pro-lifers should go visual.
The story of Emmett Till, the 14-year-old African-American boy who came from Chicago to visit his cousin in the town of Money, Mississippi. And when he got off the train, he bragged to his cousins about the two white girlfriends back in Chicago. The cousins didn't buy it for a minute, and they said, look, we don't even speak to white people here, let alone date them. You don't have two white girlfriends back in Chicago. He said, I do. And they dared him to talk to a white woman down there. Well, that afternoon when they went into Bryant's grocery store, a little tiny store in downtown Money, Mississippi, Emmett did just that. He flirtatiously said to a married woman as he purchased a piece of gum from her, hey, babe, thanks. Innocent, but flirtatious. As he was leaving, the cousin said, oh, you're going to get it now. And boy, were they right, because two nights later, the woman's husband and another man took Emmett at gunpoint from his uncle's home where he was staying. They drove him outside Money, Mississippi, savagely beat him for several hours, and then finally killed him. And when the sheriff discovered that boy's body, he could not believe what he was looking at. He sealed it in a coffin, sent it to his mother in Chicago. And when Mamie Till got that body, she had the press there, and they said to her, what are you going to do? She said, we're having a funeral for my boy, and it's going to be an open casket funeral. And that picture of Emmett Till in that casket went national in Jet magazine, and it launched the civil rights movement in this country, because 3 months later, Rosa Parks refused to go to the back of the bus when she was ordered to do so, and she said that image of Emmett Till gave her the courage. Why do I say go visual? Because I'm convinced if we don't lovingly but truthfully open the casket on abortion, this nation will continue to tolerate an injustice it never has to look at.
All right, that's the soundbite number four. Should it be soundbite of the week? Get ready to vote. This break is a great time to vote. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Ernestine Muncy, Robert Lewis, Kim Boothman, Jeff Tucker, Joseph Holshue, Dara McGuire, Pastor Carl Fabritius, Glenda Harris, Gretchen Moritz, and Ron Williams. Thanks for your support.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Back by popular demand, you're listening to Issues Etc.
If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most talk radio shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salaries, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend upon you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Now it's time to vote. four soundbite of the week. You've heard the four soundbites. Pastor Charlie Hendrickson and Pastor Robert Niehaus on When Your Pastor Won't Hear Your Confession. That's soundbite number one, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Remember, best vote this Friday afternoon, April the 24th, gets the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, bumper sticker, and pen. 1-877-623-MYIE. There's soundbite number two, Miss California on gay marriage. 1-877-623-MYIE. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Or is it soundbite number three, Dr. Cal Beisner on whether or not Christians should participate in Earth Day? 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Or is it soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf, on why pro-lifers should go visual? Talk back at issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite of the week, you get to pick it, and your reasons are your own. When you vote, be ready to tell us which soundbite it is and why. 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. I have nothing on my screen, Jeffy. Nothing whatsoever on my screen. Jeffy's trying to talk to me, but it's not getting through. Do we have a caller on the line?
Just read your email, Todd.
Read my email. Oh, okay. Thank you. It's difficult when we can't hear one another, but we will hear in just a moment. Here's a vote from Jake in St. Paul, Minnesota. He says, my vote is for Scott Klusendorf. Yet again, another insightful strategy for getting the pro-life message out to the American public. He's one of my favorite guests, and I hope Issues Etc. will continue to bring him back on the show. We most certainly will continue to bring him back on the show. There's never a doubt in my mind Scott Klusendorf is by far one of the very best guests that we have on Issues Etc., especially on issues when it comes to defending life from beginning to end. Another vote, this one for soundbite number three, that would be Cal Beisner on should Christians participate in Earth Day, comes from Lynn in Augusta. I'm voting for soundbite number three, as Christians should always keep our focus on the Creator rather than on the creation. As a public school teacher, I deliberately chose not to mention Earth Day this past Wednesday. You know, they were mentioned all over the place in the public schools. But I heard many other teachers, some of whom claim to be Christian, taking their class discussions in that direction. One of my students asked me why I wasn't doing anything for Earth Day and jokingly added, aren't you a tree hugger? I replied, of course I'm a tree hugger. Every time I bring in firewood or haul lumber, I'm hugging a tree. That's interesting. God gave us this amazing planet to call home, and we are to be good stewards while we are here. That doesn't mean that we join the pagan practice of worshiping the earth or any other part of creation. We simply keep our focus on Christ and trust Him to continue to meet all our needs. Thank you very much, Lynn, and thanks for listening in Augusta. I'm hoping that's Augusta, Georgia. Ben in Plano, Texas says, longtime on-demand listener, first-time voter. Thank you very much, Ben. It's a tough choice between three and four, but ultimately, number four, Scott Klusendorf wins out for me. Soundbite number three shows man's arrogance in thinking he can actually change the planet due to belief in evolution. Dr. Beisner's advice to search the scripture regarding creation is definitely accurate and needed. In searching the scriptures, we learn that life itself is most important. God breathed life into man from dust. All of the scriptures point us to the author and perfecter of this life, Jesus Christ. In this day and age, people are so focused on what they can see, sort of like Doubting Thomas was, that Scott Klusendorf's advice to show people visually what they're murdering is a powerful and much-needed image. Ben, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Plano, Texas. This one comes from Elaine in Winnipeg, Manitoba. See, I know my provinces in Canada, Winnipeg, Manitoba. I voted for soundbite number two because I was so happy that Miss California stood up for the truth, even though she knew how unpopular it would be and she would likely forfeit her own crown. I almost voted for soundbite number three as I agreed with Dr. Beisner's Earth Day commentary. Ordered his book, Where Garden Meets Wilderness. It's a great book, by the way, and I suggest that everybody read it. Elaine, thank you very much. That's a vote for soundbite number two. And a vote from Michael in Fort Wayne, Indiana, for soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf on pro-lifers going visual. He's right. It's time. Thank you very much for that vote there in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Let's see what Tom has to say in San Angelo, Texas. Tom, welcome to Issues Etc.
Good day. Number one is the most theological about private confession. Number two was the most courageous, Miss California. Number three was the most practical about Earth Day. Number four was the most profound about right to life and abortion. I vote for the most profound one, number four.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Scott Klusendorf on why pro-lifers should go visual. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Here's Scott in Illinois. Scott, welcome to Issues Etc.
Hi, Pastor. Klusendorf gets my vote. If it took something as tumultuous as the entire civil rights movement to get things done for Americans and minorities, I agree that pro-lifers should go visual. It makes me wonder what would happen if legislation passed that mandated the front and center depictions of aborted babies at all so-called medical clinics that offer abortion procedures. After all, wouldn't they want to proudly display their work?
That's a great point. Thank you very much. You're absolutely right. I mean, if this is just a procedure like any other procedure, and we can watch a heart surgery on television, and we're very proud that we have surgeons who can do this, why not abortion? Kevin in Maple Grove, Minnesota says, I vote for Dr. Beisner mainly because of the rest of his interview. He clearly set forth the Earth's role to man, not the other way around. Too many people are concerned that man is going to ruin the Earth. How absurd to think that man can change the creation of God. God has put all resources man will ever need here on Earth into the very end of time. Unfortunately, due to sin, these resources are harder to find. However, God is gracious and a loving father. What father would give his son a scorpion when he asks for an egg or a stone when he asks for bread? Great reference to the scriptures there, Kevin. Thank you for listening in Minnesota. Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois says, I vote for soundbite number four. Too many people don't understand what is happening in abortion. If we show the open casket, maybe people will realize the horribleness of this action. Thank you, Marilyn. Thanks for listening in Wheaton. Eugene votes for soundbite number four as well. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or talkback@issuesetc.org. All right, let's play the winner first. Soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf on why pro-lifers should go visual.
The story of Emmett Till, the 14-year-old African-American boy who came from Chicago to visit his cousin in the town of Money, Mississippi. And when he got off the train, he bragged to his cousins about the two white girlfriends back in Chicago. The cousins didn't buy it for a minute, and they said, look, we don't even speak to white people here, let alone date them. You don't have two white girlfriends back in Chicago. He said, I do. And they dared him to talk to a white woman down there. Well, that afternoon when they went into Bryant's grocery store, a little tiny store in downtown Money, Mississippi, Emmett did just that. He flirtatiously said to a married woman as he purchased a piece of gum from her, hey, babe, thanks. Innocent, but flirtatious. As he was leaving, the cousin said, oh, you're going to get it now. And boy, were they right, because two nights later, the woman's husband and another man took Emmett at gunpoint from his uncle's home where he was staying. They drove him outside Money, Mississippi, savagely beat him for several hours, and then finally killed him. And when the sheriff discovered that boy's body, he could not believe what he was looking at. He sealed it in a coffin, sent it to his mother in Chicago. And when Mamie Till got that body, she had the press there, and they said to her, what are you going to do? She said, we're having a funeral for my boy, and it's going to be an open casket funeral. And that picture of Emmett Till in that casket went national in Jet magazine, and it launched the civil rights movement in this country, because 3 months later, Rosa Parks refused to go to the back of the bus when she was ordered to do so, and she said that image of Emmett Till gave her the courage. Why do I say go visual? Because I'm convinced if we don't lovingly but truthfully open the casket on abortion, this nation will continue to tolerate an injustice it never has to look at.
That is this week's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Thanks for all your votes. It's Scott Klusendorf, why pro-lifers should go visual. And the winner of the LPR bundle package this week is Kevin in Maple Grove, Minnesota. Kevin, if you would email us your address and your shirt size, we're going to send you the LPR bundle package and Issues Etc. I have Issues t-shirt, bumper sticker, travel mug, and pen. And thanks again to everyone who voted for Soundbite of the Week this Friday, April the 24th. Another great resource that goes along with all the great resources that we offer here on Issues Etc. is the Lutheran Study Bible. Now, this one is coming out here in a couple months. It's waiting Reformation Day 2009 for its final release. It's called the Lutheran Study Bible from Concordia Publishing House, a tremendous resource that comes from a distinctly Reformation perspective. And it has with it not only all of the great scholarship that the Reformation is known for, but also the great devotional material that the Reformation has been known for. It's called the Lutheran Study Bible. You can pre-order it by calling Concordia Publishing House. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or find out more at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. In the hour that's coming, Dr. Kent Burrison will join us to talk about the Eastern and Western Church calendars, and Bishop N.T. Wright will join us for a scholar's look at the resurrection of Christ. That's hour two, right after this.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.